This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, shall not be infringed. Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object. Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Finally, I'm on live on a Friday. I'm not sick. I'm not congested. I can pronounce English. It doesn't take a whole lot to make me happy. And coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Now then, James T. Hodgkinson, this just coming in as I was coming up, I saw this about an hour ago. He had a list of Republicans' names in his pocket that has been recovered by the FBI, and this list of names suggests that this was not some random act of some left-wing loony. This appears to be a premeditated political assassination attempt. It was written out on notepad paper and found in his pocket. And according to multiple sources with intimate knowledge of the situation who spoke on condition of anonymity, of course, citing the sensitivity of the investigation, list of names included Alabama Representative Mo Brooks, South Carolina Representative Jeff Duncan, who used to be my representative, and Arizona Representative Trent Franks, that according to the Daily Caller. I say Jeff used to be my representative. He's been a guest on the show. I may have moved out of his district when I moved earlier this year. The FBI has contacted at least one of the three congressmen to inform of their inclusion on the list. None of the three offices would offer comments on the record when asked about the names on the list. Brooks and Frank's office further directed all inquiries to the Capitol Police, who declined to comment. The FBI's Washington field office, which is handling the investigation, also gave no comment. So they just basically threw this out there and then said, but we're not going to talk about it. All three of these guys are members of the House Freedom Caucus, which contains the lower chamber's most conservative members. And both Duncan and Brooks attended the Wednesday baseball practice. Duncan actually spoke with Hodgkinson briefly before the shooting when the would-be assassin asked him at the parking lot if the players on the field were Republicans or Democrats. Duncan said he answered that the players were Republicans before leaving the field. Brooks was still present on the field when Hodgkinson began shooting with a rifle, which has now been revealed to be an SKS. Listen, nothing wrong with an SKS. It's 70-year-old technology. This guy fired 50 times, and this was not a trained individual. Let me put it that way. He was not a trained individual. And he died after being shot by a member of Scalise's security detail. They also recovered a cell phone, a computer, and a camera in his van, and they're processing the items. This guy was 66 years old. He was a progressive who volunteered, of course, for Bernie Sanders' campaign. His social media profile was filled with violent-sounding rhetoric against the Republican Party that apparently he was completely and totally willing to act upon. He was a member of the Facebook group called Terminate the Republican Party. And members of that group did, like I said yesterday, they celebrated his mass assassination attempt. He wrote things like, we all know that the rich don't pay enough taxes. His widow, Suzanne Hodgkinson, said Thursday afternoon that she had no idea he was going to carry out the murders. James told her that he was going to Washington, D.C. to work on taxes and change the tax brackets. Suzanne, you should have read between the lines there, lady. He was a home inspector. He wasn't in a position to go out there and work on taxes and change tax brackets. Bernie Sanders said in a prepared statement on Wednesday, I've just been informed that the alleged shooter at the Republican baseball practice is someone who apparently volunteered on my presidential campaign. And let me be as clear as I can be. Violence of any kind is unacceptable in our society, and I condemn this action in the strongest possible terms. Good on you, Bernie. I don't know that Bernie has actually been out there advocating violence. It's everybody else. But I haven't paid that much attention to Bernie. I was too busy watching him get slammed around in the background by the Clinton campaign. Now, if this turns out to be, as it appears to be, which is premeditated, a premeditated assassination attempt, I sincerely hope they go down all the rabbit holes. That's item number one. Item number two. All of these security details, apparently they need to look at their TO&E, as we called it in the military, their table of organization and equipment, and revise that. I don't know what they had. I'm willing to bet that they only had handguns. But I don't know yet. I don't know yet. But if they did only have handguns, then they need to think about something, I don't know, at least submachine gun, maybe some shorty ARs, something like that. They need to be able to respond in kind. That's the thing I don't get about these security details. Why aren't they equipped to respond in kind? I said yesterday that I thought he probably had an SKS because nobody was, while they're out there, they are beginning to call for gun control and they're saying this is all about policy and all this other stuff that this happened. They're not out there singling out the gun. And I was very curious about that because normally when they, you know, when there's a gun present that's on their low hanging fruit tree, they go after that. You print pictures, all kinds of pictures of that gun. The SKS, they don't print that many pictures of because it looks like a regular rifle. Yeah. That's the same rifle that was used in the Dallas assassinations of those five cops. In its standard form, it has a non-removable magazine that only holds 10 rounds. So my first question is, based upon his hit ratio and how many rounds he fired, my first blush would be that he was not a trained individual. But if he had a fixed box magazine on that gun, how did he fire it 50 times with only a 10-round magazine built into it? That means he's using stripper clips, which is a trick. It's not impossible. Lots of guys do it. I mean, lots of guys make it look easy. I can't do it. That's one reason I don't own an SKS. True confession. That's one reason I don't own an SKS. I don't like stripper clips. So, having said all of that, this guy was not some random loon. That's bad enough if he is a random loon. What he was he had planned. And we'll find out when they go through his computer and his cell phone and some other things. We'll find out how deep that planning went. Suzanne Hodgkinson, I don't believe you at all, young lady. Old lady, whatever you are. Lady, I don't believe you. He was going to work on taxes and change the tax brackets. Yeah, the home inspector whose primary claim to fame was on social media spewing a bunch of hate. Yeah, that's where he's going. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
piece of Americana. This is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship, with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. One thing to remember, when we woke up this morning, before it happened, as it was happening yesterday, all of this, this baseball shooting, all of this rhetoric, all of this violence that's being perpetrated currently by the left, that's all Republicans' fault, no matter what. When a Democrat is attacked, conservative rhetoric is to blame, even if it isn't so. And when a full field of Republican congressmen are assaulted by a left-wing gunman, well, it's time to have a national conversation about, well, of course, the Republican president. I've been spending a lot of time and energy trying to contain my I'm completely thunderstruck. I mean, that this can be said. I'm a person that lives based upon evidence and facts and logic and all these other things. And if I see something occurring, like, I don't know, a leftist guy shooting up a field full of Republicans, I say to myself, especially given what we know about Mr. Hodgkinson so far, that this was all about hatred for a party. Not the way people look, not the color of their skin, just because of the way they think and what they back. So I'm trying to apply a standard here evenly, but you know what, damn it? The left makes it really tough to be fair with them sometimes, and I'm beginning to wonder if it's even worth my effort. What we're seeing right now is an orgy, an absolute repulsive orgy of the political blame game that's playing out in the aftermath of this shooting. A mind-bending talking point is starting to congeal in some of these lefty quarters. Donald Trump's coarsening of our dialogue is an important factor in all of this. That's what they're thinking. It's just because of the way he talks. And as you absorb these quotes, bear in mind that what we're talking about is an embittered, hardcore leftist shooting up a bunch of Republicans, one of whom remains in critical condition as he has undergone multiple operations. But this is the lay of the land, because it's Trump. Let us start with Democratic Senator Sherrod Brown, who is only remarkable in that he pops up in these moments and says some really stupid stuff. And he's up for re-election next year in a state that went red by 9 points last fall. Cue the Twilight Zone music. Senator Sherrod Brown, this is verbatim. He accused a reporter on Wednesday of practicing fake journalism for asking whether Democrats have played any role in using violent partisan rhetoric in the wake of President Trump's election victory last year. Brown told reporters in a hallway interview that President Trump has chosen to divide and name call rather than serve as the healer in chief. When asked, now realize, of course, that to be the healer in chief, that means he would have to kowtow to Schumer and Pelosi. When asked by the Washington Examiner if Democrats have also played a role in dividing the nation with their heated opposition to Trump and the GOP, Brown called that a false equivalency. That's the best thing about being on the left. You can just come up with stuff just left and right. And you can make it up as you go. And he said that the tactic from these news outlets would be called in another era fake journalism. I wonder what Steve Scalise thinks about the false equivalency. Then there's MSNBC's Mika Brzezinski, graciously allowing that perhaps the blame should be placed squarely on Trump. But she opined that he's certainly adding to the nation's dangerous climate. As Legal Insurrection Notes co-host Joe Scarborough, or as we also want to call him, Mika's Squeeze, he pushed back, saying, it is a long time coming. It is 20, 30 years coming. And yes, we've spoken about Donald Trump, but if Donald Trump were to leave Washington tomorrow, we would have the same problems that we had the 30 years before Donald Trump was here. This is a systemic problem, and it's been with us for a long time. And there we finally get a moment of candor. Meanwhile, House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi has a theory that when things started to go sideways, you want to know who the villains are in this one? She said it didn't used to be this way. Somewhere in the 90s, the Republicans decided on politics of personal destruction. Wonder what Robert Bork would have to say about that, or Clarence Thomas, or Barry Goldwater. Or, you know, let's dig up Alexander Hamilton and ask him. That's so obtuse, it's almost like a cartoon. But last but not least for now is New York Times reporter Glenn Thrush, who referred to himself as a pro-Clinton hack before getting hired by the supposed paper record, declaring where every conversation about civility must begin. Any debate about civility in politics begins with Trump. No one has degraded discourse more while embracing the fringe. Fact, not opinion. Nice touch, Thrush. But if your Democratic allies are to believe, the Gifford shooting was about right-wing incivility. That incident happened, and correct me if I'm wrong here, years before Donald Trump was even a candidate. And the person that was running right before that, that was a Republican, was McCain, who is a master at civility. But also the man who was president at the time called his predecessor unpatriotic, urged his supporters to bring a gun to a knife fight, claimed that Republicans want to contaminate the air and water consumed by America's children, accused his opposition of being hell-bent on taking health care away from people, said that critics of his terrible Iranian nuclear deal were allying themselves with death to America chanting zealots, and whose White House compared the opposing party to hostage takers, arsonists, and terrorists. But by all means, any debate on civility in politics must begin with Trump, you know, fact not opinion. Perhaps what Thrush didn't realize is that Trump's admittedly terrible comportment and gross and reckless ends justify the means methods were seen as features, not bugs, by millions of primary voters who were attracted to a nasty brawler. That's who I wanted. That's what I got. So, if the media stacks a deck in such an enragingly unfair way, the incentive to act on good faith dissipates with it. And that's truly tragic for the country, but it's going to be more tragic for the left. Because this will not go unanswered. No. This leads in a bad, bad direction. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design, this is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to MyLucidGear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right wait to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
They got voted for by somebody to be in office. Obviously not based upon merit. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Wednesday, for the sake of the cameras that were on them in the House chamber, Nancy Pelosi got out there and echoed the words of Speaker of the House Paul Ryan, calling for unity among lawmakers across the aisle. She said, the shooting is an injury in the family. We will use this occasion as one that brings us together, not separates us further. That's what she said on the House floor. Thursday, in her weekly press briefing, she unloaded on the Republicans and President Trump, placing blame on the party and the administration for the shooting at the GOP baseball practice. Now, here's the thing that, you know, for the longest time here recently, she's been saying President Bush. So in her world, I just wonder how Trump could be to blame for anything. When asked about the criticism of the left's reaction to the shooting, she was quick to reverse that critique, attesting that President Trump's rhetoric and the sanctimony of Republicans largely contributed to the shooting. When you have a president who says, I could shoot somebody on Fifth Avenue and nobody would care, when you have people saying, beat them up and I'll pay your legal fees, when you have all the assaults that are made on Hillary Clinton, for them to be so sanctimonious is something that I really am almost sad that I had to go down this path with you, because I don't think it's appropriate for us to have the fullest discussion of it. When asked about the decrease in civil discussion within politics, she cited the politics of personal destruction somewhere in the 1990s, you know, as they went after the Clintons, and that is the provenance of it. Outside of Capitol Hill, they've also decided to cite false facts about Virginia gun laws. Virginia, from David Frum. Virginia, no background checks, no licensing, no registration, no permit required for concealed carry of long guns, open carry long guns, and handguns. Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe even cited an absurdly incorrect gun death statistic when he said that, 93 million Americans die a day due to gun violence. What the left has trouble admitting is that their side of the aisle has a severe intolerance problem, which has snowballed during the Trump administration. And I mean, it has snowballed. I mean, it has gone from a snowball size to now, you know, like a Himalayan mountain size. The shooting was the fault of the man doing the shooting. Blaming anything other than the man doing the shooting is wrong. There are things that probably precipitated that, though. It was not. It was not Trump's stuff, though. It wasn't Trump's stuff. It was what the left's been saying about Trump. It was what the news has been saying about Trump. Yeah. But the guy ultimately who opened fire, of course, is his fault. Not of the left as a whole, but the incessant lack of tolerance from the left for any idea that does not fit their progressive agenda is their creation. And it is overtly clear that James Hodgkinson had a target on the backs of Republican lawmakers. So, rather than grieving with Republicans for the tragic happenings on Wednesday morning, or admitting that intolerance is a growing problem under the Trump administration, the majority of the left immediately began sermonizing their own gun control ideals. I don't think that admitting that intolerance is a growing problem, it's not under the Trump administration, it's because of the reaction to the Trump administration. And to this belief, this belief that all of these crazy things are happening. This reminds me of the Japanese during World War II. I'm not kidding you. The ones that thought that the Americans were going to eat them and their children, that would throw themselves off of the cliffs. They're shamelessly using a tragic attack on democracy to further their own agenda. Here's a problem with this. And this is a big problem with this for me. This never solves anything. And they know it never solves anything. But then again, they're not in it to solve anything. They are in it to be in power. That's how bad they want to be in power. They want to be in power so much that they don't care what they have to say. They don't care what they have to do. They don't care what happens. Now, one thing that I would hope that would have come of this is that for the first time, you know, Congress as a group rides fairly safe most of the time, especially in D.C. When they're in D.C., it's like they're in their own little aquarium, if you will. It's a gun-free zone for the most part. But this was in Virginia. This was in Virginia, where that's far from a gun-free zone. I don't know if the baseball field was a gun-free zone. But, you know, I know how many times a day people use guns to defend themselves, and I'm sure some of them happen in Virginia, despite McAuliffe. I would have thought that given
the fact that here we got a bunch of guys with a security detail with them because they got somebody in leadership and still they're attacked. I would have thought that this would have been a moment, a sobering moment for everybody to look back and say, this could happen anywhere, anytime. We should all be ready right now. We should pass certain laws or we should not do anything, but whatever it is, I mean, this proves that this could happen anytime, anywhere. Even at a baseball practice with a bunch of non-combatants. I myself am going to call one of Jeff Duncan's staff, and I'm going to, you know, Jeff is a big Second Amendment supporter, and he knows his way around a weapon. So I don't know. I would advocate that these guys start carrying guns themselves and that their staff start carrying guns, too. I don't know how that's going to play because most of the staffers for these guys are not. They're all young people for the most part. They're relatively young. They, you know, it's a talent pool that everybody mines. They go after the young for some reason. Yeah, maybe it's because of what they know about computers or whatever it is. But Jeff is fairly well qualified to carry a gun, any kind of gun he wants to carry. But I think anytime these guys go out in mass from here on out, I think it would be prudent that they have an armed detail with them. And when I say armed, I mean with some equipment, not handguns, not just handguns, not only handguns. And apparently not just level 3A body armor, if that's what they had on. Because if somebody's going to show up with an SKS, well, that's 7.62 by 39, that punches. So, there you have it. When we get back, we're going to look at the special prosecutor. I haven't really talked that much about him because, well, I haven't been around to do it. So, let's take a look at him just for a moment. This is Lock and Load.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance. For your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Prior to Wednesday, shall we? Because there was plenty going on prior to that. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Prior to Wednesday, we have been fed a constant barrage since November of Trump did something. He had to have done something because otherwise Clinton would have won. There's no way Clinton doesn't win in a fair contest. Surely she wasn't rejected. It had to have been stolen. For some reason, Trump, the Republicans, DOJ saw fit to appoint a special prosecutor, and they got Robert Mueller. And Mueller, you know, at first blush, you would look at him and say, he seems to be fairly squared away. He's a Purple Heart Bronze Star Marine. He's not a soldier-trashing fraud like John Kerry. He served his country. He may be trying to do it again in the context of a fake scandal that has degenerated from Trump made a pact with Putin because treason to Trump almost made Comey cry because obstruction. All that is left of pantsuit's original lie, created to ease the searing pain of her utter rejection, is the establishment's wish casting that Trump somehow obstructed an investigation of nothing. See, normally with a special prosecutor, he's investigating a crime. We don't know that a crime has been committed. Nobody has said that there's been a crime committed. Ken Starr got out there the other day and said, there is no obstruction. You cannot pin that on Trump for anything he's done. Because the president has leeway. That's why it's good to be the president. Now, I would like to, you know, looking at Mueller at first blush, I would say, well, let's not be cynical, but experience compels this. If Mueller is as honest as people keep saying he is, one thing that will happen is he'll quit at some point. He'll resign and say, there's nothing here, and I don't want to be a part of this.
But at the same time, I hope that everyone who has ever held a position of responsibility within the Beltway is not an establishment agenda-driven hack trying to squelch Trump and the voices of all those peons who voted for him. And I'm afraid that hope may not be enough because the establishment is praising Mueller up and down. They tell everybody he's honest. He's incorruptible. Everybody said Jim Comey was a towering paragon of virtue instead of a towering pile of Harry Reid, though, didn't they? Because everything else the establishment tells us is a lie. So why not this? How has the establishment earned our trust on Mueller when it has lied to our faces for decades? Sometimes I sit back, and it's a wonder that any of these Republicans get voted for at all sometimes, much less not getting shot at a baseball practice. They demand our trust without any earning out of it, of course. So it bears the burden proving this isn't just another scam. But I ask this, what is the evidence exactly that the fix is not already in? That no matter what, Mueller isn't going to come out with some bunch of nonsense and innuendo that will give the impeachment addict Democrats and the puff boy Republicans who don't really want to drain the swamp that they prosper in the green light to go along with the soft coup the establishment's been dreaming of for a while. Jonah Goldberg, Kevin Williamson, Bill Kristol, all of those guys. Why should we believe that this isn't rigged? Because people in D.C. promise us that, hey, this guy's honest. We're supposed to think, and for those of us that have been battling gun control all of this time, where they tell us just one more law is all we need. That's the same thing as me going, well, yeah, they're right here. If we'd get this one more law, I'm sure this will be the one that actually does something. So I guess we should be saying this time that, yeah, sure, they got to be telling us the truth. They're totally due here. But there's a problem, because we now have lots of new facts that change the original picture of our esteemed special counsel. Yes, as the Democrat steno pool, that is the media, has pointed out as we got woke up to what's happening, a lot of conservatives were initially satisfied with Mueller when he was appointed to investigate the Trump-Russia connection that everyone now admits doesn't exist. I might have been one of them. But then came some troubling revelations which made us reevaluate our prior understanding. So we, and you can brace yourself on this one, we changed our minds in the face of new evidence. Let's look at the evidence. Mueller seems like a good guy. He's a war hero, no scandals as FBI director. Not a known scumbag or a skeevy perv. In Washington terms, the last one alone puts him miles ahead of the competition. But we found out that he's Leaky Jim Comey's bestest buddy that ever was. These guys are buddy pals, and now Mueller's going to investigate the dude who fired his amigo. How cool does that seem to you? If the HR department at work is investigating you, do they pick as the lead investigator the guy you go drink Budweiser with? I'm sure they do, unless Chet the Unicorn is free, because the only thing more unlikely than picking a key player in the investigation's friend to do it is picking a damn unicorn to do it. So Jim Comey, whose hurt feelings seem to be the only thing left of this Schumer show of a scandal, is the key guy in the pseudo-scandal, and he's got a motive to shaft the president, yet his friend is investigating it, and somehow that's supposed to be A-OK. Didn't Comey admit that he leaked info after getting fired in order to get a special counsel appointed? And didn't Comey say he's been meeting with Mueller and they've been chatting it up secretly? Did Mueller read him his rights? Comey says Mueller is awesome. So do the Democrats. Aren't you feeling pretty confident that this isn't rigged? While we're at it, let's ask Chet the Unicorn. What do you think, Chet? What? You have your doubts? You're a bad, wicked, cynical unicorn listening to the fake news. But then, a guy named Derek Hunter at Town Hall, he dug up the fact that Trump Mueller did exactly the same thing as Trump is accused of doing with regard to the Waco massacre. And, of course, in the case such as it is of Flynn, no one barbecued any children. So if someone were to accuse me of a bogus non-crime, because what Honest Jim says Trump did is not remotely a crime, can Derek investigate me? And if not, why not? But let's put aside that the pal of a potential perjurer is heading the investigation of something he himself did. Let's look closer. Who's helping out Mueller? I bet it's another bunch of pros with no agenda who we can put our confidence in. Who's Mueller hiring? Mueller's hiring a bunch of Democrat donors to investigate Trump. And I know that there's so little partisanship these days that this makes no difference, say the people who support their party. These are public servants of impeccable integrity and stuff who won't let party get in the way of blah, 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 blah. You know, Alan Dershowitz, Jonathan Turley, that, yeah, okay. Now, neither one of those guys is on the Mueller team, and what's up with that? But I'm sure that a president who has made a point of attacking the establishment will get a fair shake from a special counsel who is as establishment comes, and who is a close friend of the main accuser who heads a team composed entirely of establishment Democrat donors. And that's what you call D.C. legit. If he were the guy that has all of this unimpeachable integrity, what he should be doing is resign. That's what he does when he realizes his personal relationships give the appearance of impropriety. It's also what someone who confirms or conforms to the applicable regulation does. That regulation, by the way, is 28 CFR 45.2, and it says that Justice Department employees cannot participate in a criminal investigation or prosecution if he has a personal or political relationship with any person or organization substantially involved in the conduct that is the subject of the investigation or prosecution. Hello, Jim Comey. Mueller. If he's honest, he quits because of his massive conflict of interest. And we lose an honest investigator. And if he doesn't quit, we'll know the fix is in. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would've known cause I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I care. I think my pops wanted to talk to all the wisdom he shared. Unaware,
when your stated goal is to be the best, you know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair priced, because it's time. Born out of friendship. With personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.